We often associate the word narcissistic or narcissistic supply with the narcissist or people who have narcissistic personality disorder. This word is associated with negativity and destructiveness. But there's another side to narcissism that I would like to explore with you today. If you've been involved with a narcissist or have narcissistic family members, this video is for you. Hi, this is Kalia with Pandora's Box, and today we're going to look at narcissism from the perspective of having a lack of rather than too much of it. Wikipedia tells us healthy narcissism is the characteristic of possessing realistic self-esteem without being cut off from a shared emotional life, as the unhealthy narcissist tends to be. There are two types of narcissism, both healthy and unhealthy. Unhealthy is about an inflated ego, self-absorption, idealized self-image, and superiority over others. Healthy narcissism is about having sufficient ego strength, self-worth, and the ability to put yourself first when it's needed, such as when you need self-care or when you need to consider yourself and your own needs. Many psychologists will use the term narcissistic supplies in relationship to the proper care, feeding, positive mirroring, and attention from the parent to the infant child. Without these narcissistic supplies, known as positive attention and feedback, the child won't be able to develop a healthy psyche. If we experience unhealthy psychological development, we will either develop unhealthy or pathological narcissism and or other personality disorders, such as a borderline personality, or we will develop codependency, addictions, and other self-destructive features. With unhealthy narcissism, the ego is inflated to compensate for underlying feelings of inadequacy. The unhealthy narcissist aligns with the idea that he or she is superior in some way to others. With a lack of healthy narcissism, one has insufficient ego strength and develops a belief that he or she is inferior or just not good enough. It shouldn't be surprising that polar opposites should migrate towards each other. We've learned how opposites attract, but there is more. If someone believes he or she is superior to others, that person will naturally be drawn to someone who believes he or she is inferior, because there's no better match to a narcissist's sense of superiority than someone who carries a belief that she's somehow inferior. Neither the inferiority complex or the superiority complex are healthy. There's not a good balance here. And if you're someone who find yourself playing an inferior role in your relationships, allowing yourself to be mistreated, abused, talked down to, undermined, and so on, your way to changing your patterns of relating is to examine your own lack of healthy narcissism. Why is it, do you think, that narcissists can leave a relationship at the drop of a hat and have no emotional attachment to that relationship? Why do you think he or she appears to be unaffected by a breakup, regardless of how long you've been together and your shared history? There are several reasons, but the first is that the narcissist sees himself as superior. So during a breakup, clearly cast you into an inferior role. His ego is so inflated that he never stops to consider that he might have done anything to cause the breakup or to contribute towards it. It would naturally be all your fault. He continues to see himself as worthy and deserving of the love, attention, and admiration he seeks, and can quickly secure another source of supply. On the other side of the coin, if you feel unworthy and inferior, you'll be left with all the bad feelings. You'll believe the end of the relationship had something to do with you. It was your fault. You weren't enough. You didn't do enough. You couldn't be enough for the superiority of the narcissist. You may end up feeling like scum beneath a shoe, because that is how the narcissist sees it. You will be reeling in feelings of pain and inadequacy stemming from your feelings of inferiority. According to one of my favorite spiritual leaders, Matt Kahn, energetically sensitive people tend to see themselves as inferior and unworthy. They suffer from not enoughness. They suffer from lack of ego. They tend to be selfless, which is quite the opposite to the self-serving narcissist. Of course, this makes perfect sense, doesn't it? The way we shift our feelings of worthlessness is to stop identifying ourselves as less than. Those of us who are energetically sensitive or empathic have been emotional sponges from infancy. We're familiar with absorbing the emotions of others and believing they are ours. We're familiar with being the target of the negative projections of others. We're familiar with abuse and neglect. And our child mind sums all this up to mean there is something inherently flawed about me. Alice Miller, the author of The Drama of the Gifted Child, tells us that children would rather see themselves as a bad child in a good world than a good child in a bad world. So children blame themselves for the abuse and neglect they suffer in childhood. They believe that they are abused or neglected because there's something wrong with them, that they are bad. Even though we grow up and intellectually realize that we're not really a bad person, that emotional imprint remains in our psyche. It is that emotional imprint that influences who we are attracted to. We're attracted to the familiar. And if we are familiar with feeling that we are bad, that we're at fault, that we're worthless, that we are inadequate, we will attract those to us who reflect to us what we believe about ourselves. In comes the narcissist. We may ultimately be attracted to the narcissist's display of confidence and superiority that we interpret as high self-esteem. And of course, this is attractive to us, especially if we suffer from low self-esteem. In mate selection, it's common that we're attracted to the qualities that are lacking within ourselves. So we see someone displaying qualities we would like to develop within ourselves. And there is an attraction. The inferiority in us is attracted to the narcissist's superiority. The low self-worth is attracted to the apparent high self-worth of the narcissist. Our lack of ego is attracted to the inflated ego of the narcissist. So see how this works? It's not that you are an N magnet, narcissistic magnet, as frequently portrayed all over the internet. It's not only what is attracted to you, what you're magnetizing, it's what you are attracted to. So what do we need to do to stop being attracted to the narcissist? We need to become more narcissistic. That's right. And I'm not saying we need to become pathological liars, cheaters, manipulators, and egomaniacs. These are qualities of pathological narcissism. What I am saying is that we need to swing that pendulum from lack of ego strength or from that place of inferiority to sufficient ego strength, seeing ourselves as good enough. In some cases, we need to develop the capability to see ourselves as better than rather than less than. And I know this goes against everything we believe is the spiritually right thing to do. We know spiritually that we're all created equal, and we are no better and no worse than anyone else. But this is a spiritual concept and has nothing to do with our core beliefs. There's often a big conflict between the two. Our core belief may continue to reinforce that we're not enough, that we are inferior and less than. And in the case of narcissistic abuse, we immediately go to the less than place. But what do you think would happen if you actually began to see yourself as better than the narcissist? What if you saw yourself as more spiritually aware, healthier, more loving, more caring, emotionally healthier, more capable of having a healthy relationship, capable of having greater relationship satisfaction? Well, guess what? It's probably true. Our self-worth can take a pretty big beating in a relationship with a narcissist, but this is still no indication of who we are. We really do deserve better, don't you agree? Don't you agree that you deserve to be treated with greater kindness, greater respect, greater empathy, greater consideration, and greater love? I do. So what do you think would happen if you made the decision to treat yourself with greater kindness, greater respect, greater empathy, greater consideration, and greater love? What do you think would happen if you continued to tell yourself, that person is not worthy of me, I'm too good for this kind of treatment? And if you told yourself this enough, what would happen if you really began to believe it? The first thing that would happen is you would relieve the narcissist of his power over you. The narcissist can only have power over you if you buy into the role of the inferior one. If you amped up your own narcissism, your own superiority, you will completely change the dynamic. We're talking about boosting your own narcissism to a healthy level, not a toxic, malignant level, just a healthy one. Healthy narcissism equals a healthy sense of self. So let's get on board with this. Most of my clients worry that they are the narcissist or the borderline personality. I hear this all the time. And I always get asked the question, how do I know that I'm not the narcissist? Well, this is really a no-brainer. If you were the narcissist, you wouldn't be here asking this question. You would not be questioning yourself at all, because it's not within the narcissistic nature to inquire within or to self-reflect. They already see themselves as perfect. So what is there to improve upon? You, on the other hand, have probably dedicated the lion's share of your life to some kind of personal or spiritual growth path. Perhaps you've read tons of books, taken a gazillion seminars, been to a ton of counselors, and now sit here wondering why none of this has helped you. Why are you still finding yourself in toxic and dysfunctional relationships? Why are you attracted to this? I know this question well. I hear it all the time. This is a typical question of those coming out of narcissistic relationships, whether it be one or a string. It's important that you don't write off your years of self-improvement. I'm sure that you've made many positive changes and have greatly increased your awareness. But there's something that still needs some tweaking. You may have spent years practicing being more loving, more forgiving, more selfless, more compassionate, more empathetic, and more understanding. What if instead of practicing being more of these things that you believe make a good person, you acknowledge that you already are a good person and there's nothing that you need to do to be a good person? You don't have to perform to be a good person. You simply need to be yourself and accept yourself. You're already good, right? So what if you make mistakes along the way? So what if you yelled that one time? So what if you lost your cool when the narcissist was messing with your mind? Do you think the narcissist loses sleep over whether or not he's a good person or doing the right thing? I don't think so. By his very nature, he sees himself as good and the other as bad. So why is it that most of us are losing sleep over worrying about whether or not we're doing it right, that we're being loving enough, that we're being kind enough, that we're being caring enough, that we're being giving enough, that we're pretty enough or handsome enough or smart enough? Do you really believe that if you could just be enough, that the narcissist will magically see this in you and begin to shower you with the love that you crave? You can't possibly ever be enough for the narcissist, because his nature requires that he is superior to you. You can't change how he or she thinks about you, but you can change how you think about yourself and how you think about the narcissist. This is what you do have control over. So why not allow yourself to be superior to the narcissist for once? Not by joining support forums where bashing and trashing the narcissist is the theme, but by telling yourself, I'm better than this. I deserve better than this. I'm a good person. I'm worthy of love, kindness and respect. I'm worthy of that emotional connection that I desire. I'm not going to waste my precious time on people who have no clue who I am. You see, the truth is, a narcissist can't see you. He's blind to you. He never could see you, not even during the love bombing stage of the relationship where you could do no wrong. He was never looking at you. He was projecting an image onto you that really had nothing to do with who you are. During the love bombing stage of the relationship, always in the beginning, that narcissist was in his own distorted reality, imagining what a great impression he was making on you. He had his idealized image that he projected onto you. He imagined what a great guy he was. He imagined what a great lover he was. He imagined what a powerful impression he was making on you. But it never was about you, not from the beginning. It was all about him. That's a narcissist. You were ego food. You were narcissistic supply. But when it becomes harder for the narcissist to project his idealized image onto you, that perfect love, that perfect man or woman, because you're speaking about some questionable behavior or not behaving like he thinks you should or she thinks you should, the devaluing begins. Overnight, you can go from being the idealized love of his life or her life to the devalued piece of crap that's not worth his time. But it still has nothing to do with you. This is still the narcissist's whole distorted reality bouncing off the canvas that he or she is projecting onto you. So when you are devalued by a narcissist or anyone else for that matter, please, please, please don't make this about you. Remember, it's all about him or her. It's not about you. It never was about you. You were only the canvas. You are better than that. You deserve to be with someone who truly sees you, someone who's not blind to your beauty and magnificence. Look at yourself realistically. Are you not a good person? Look at what you've done in your life. What have you accomplished? What could you accomplish if you only believed that you were enough? So I want you to ask yourself this one very important question. How can I be more narcissistic? Be playful with it. Don't take this too seriously. It's not about becoming a narcissist. It's about bolstering your own self-worth. It's about releasing your less than role and stepping into, I'm as good as you are. If not better. Don't worry, you will strike a balance. You will find that place in the middle where you don't see yourself as better than or worse than. The pendulum needs to swing the opposite direction, and you need to be willing to embrace superiority to balance out your inferiority. Does that make sense? Saying to yourself, I'm great, I'm awesome, I'm phenomenal, I'm a great person, I deserve the best, I'm better than that. These are powerful, powerful things to say to ourselves. When you become a bit more narcissistic, you won't be so attracted to those qualities in the narcissist anymore. You will have sufficient self-worth, confidence, and ego strength to hold your own. How does this feel to you? I want to hear from you in the comments below. Is becoming more narcissistic a scary thought? Does this make sense to you? What are your thoughts? If you found this video helpful, please give it a thumbs up and don't forget to subscribe and click the bell so that you can be notified of new videos. Thank you so much for watching today. You are awesome and I love you exactly as you are. Have a great day and we'll see you next time.